JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica joins the rest of the world in celebration of World Heritage Day. And later we bring you facts about autism. We're going Roundabout JA. Come with us.
JCDC, in association with the Chase Fund, presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Monday, April 18 is World Heritage Day, and this year observances are being held globally under the theme, The Heritage of Sport. In commemoration of the day, Minister of Culture and Sport Olivia Grange will undertake the symbolic unveiling of gateway signs in Papine, St. Andrew and Port Antonio, Portland, leading to the Blue and Junkra Mountains, Jamaica's very own World Heritage Site, the first and only mixed site in the Caribbean. The sign recognizes the town of Papine as one of three major gateways to the Blue and Junkra Mountains. The other two gateways are Port Antonio in Portland and Bath in St. Thomas. Principal Director of Culture in the Ministry, Janice Lindsay, says World Heritage Day aims to recognize the unmistakable value of global heritage in the eyes of individuals, communities, and nations, all in an effort to protect and conserve them.
It pays tribute to the sites and monuments that are of outstanding universal value and are embraced as treasures to be preserved on behalf of the peoples of the world. With the sport portfolio now a part of the ministry, it is a seamless kind of messaging that we will be undertaking.
In 1983, UNESCO declared April 18 as the International Day for Monuments and Sites, and so the day became known as World Heritage Day. The 2016 observance of World Heritage Day moves away from the traditional recognition of monuments and sites only and brings into focus the seamless linkage between tangible and intangible heritage assets in recounting history. The ministry, in collaboration with the University of Technology, will highlight the significance of safeguarding Jamaica's rich sport heritage and the relevance of sport in national development with the hosting of a symposium. The panelists for the day will include Olympian Grace Jackson, President of the West Indies Players Association Wavell Hines, Senior Director of Sports in the Ministry Florette Blackwood, Director of Sports at UTEC Anthony Davis, Principal of GC Foster College Joyce Graham Royal, and Founder of Team Jamaica Bickle Erwin Clare. Under Vision 2030, Jamaica hopes to have increased its ability to cope with natural and man-made hazards such as hurricanes and earthquakes. It also hopes to reduce the loss of lives and property whenever these events occur. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Lord Sonia, not a period this month.
What you mean? You're pregnant? How if you get pregnant and sick a day?
What must I do?
Protect yourself from mosquito bite and go to the clinic or your private doctor.
All right. Me go follow your advice. Come in a one. Nothing do me, baby.
A message from your National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
Before we go, symptoms of autism spectrum disorder, ASD, can vary greatly from person to person depending on the severity of the condition. Children or adults with autism may have unusual reactions to the way things smell, taste, look, feel, and sound, and they may lose skills they once had. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.